Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Vav. We're starting Mem Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is three or four lines before the wide line. Zok Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lulav Shiva V'Sukkah Yom Echad. The discussion today in the Gemara is going to be vis-a-vis the brachos that we make on the lulav and on the sukkah. How frequently or infrequently do we make the bracha? We all know halacha l'maisa that every day when we go into the sukkah and we eat a meal, that we make a new bracha. And therefore this could happen multiple times in one day. We also know that every day that we take the lulav and esrik, we make a bracha. We only make it once a day, because you don't go and shuck a lulav and esrik multiple times. But as we'll see in the Gemara, in fact, this is a big, big machloikis. So we start over with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, three lines before the wide lines. Rabbi say Mem Hei Amid Beis. Zokti Yemara Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lulav shiva, lulav you make a bracha every single day of the 7 days of Yontif, like we do. But on Sukkah you only make one bracha at the very beginning of Yontif. The first night you make a bracha leisha b'sukkah, and that's it. You don't make another bracha for the rest of Yontif. Wow. Why? My timer. Lul of the mifsiki leilois miyamim. Every single day there's a brand new mitzvah. Every day you take the lulav fresh. You cannot take the lulav at night. You only can take it during the day. And therefore, every day is a brand new mitzvah. Kol yom a mitzvah ba'apin avshihu. Make a new bracha. Sukkah doi mitzvah gilelis miyamim. Because it's a mitzvah that goes on 7 days, 24 hours straight. It's a mitzvah that goes on for 198 hours straight. Kulu shiva kachad yom arichadam. And therefore, the entire 7 day period is like a one long day. Now we're going to have a machloikis. What did Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan said that sukkah, you make a bracha shiva every single day. Lulav yom echad, lulav only one day. In other words, punkt vaker, just the opposite of we said until now. Sukkah every day, lulav only on the first day. My timer. Well, very simple. Sukkah di raisa shiva. As we know, says in the Pasuk, Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim, 7 days is a mitzvah, every single day is a mitzvah. And therefore you make a bracha every day. Lulav is drabanan, except for the first day, Ulakachtan Lachem B'yom Arishayin, all the other days from 2 through 7 is drabanan. No, Sagve B'chad Yomas, you make only a bracha on the Diyay Raisa on day number one, and you don't make a bracha on the other days. He also Ravin of Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabba Bar Bachan of Rabbi Yochanan. Now Ravin says in Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Shiva. Both of them you make a bracha all 7 days. Ah, okay. That's like what we do. All 7 days, every day you make a bracha on the lulav, and every day you make a bracha on the sukkah. But there is a difference, because on lulav you only make a bracha once a day. Sukkah, theoretically, you can make 2, 3, 4 times a day. Every time you go in to go and eat a meal in the sukkah, you make a new bracha. So in fact, if you look at the final toises, Echad zeh v'echad zeh shiva, ein sukkah v'lulav shavin lebracha, it's not exactly the same. Da lulav ein mevorech elapam achas b'yoyim, av sukkah kol emis, the nichlis lo, kadei shiyoycha v'yishta v'yoshan. Even 10 times a day, we'll talk about tefillin and miyat Hashem shortly on Mem Vav Amud Aleph. So, bottom line is,
why shouldn't it be one bracha?
Why should it not be one bracha?
It's like going in and out of your house, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going out, but you're coming back. You know you're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it be another bracha? Why would it have to?
But every time you leave, you're not engaging yourself in the teshuvah ken tadura. You are walking around, you're going to business, you're going to shul. When you come back, then you're teshuvah ken tadura, and each time you're doing a new mitzvah of teshuvah ken tadura. Each time you're entering the mitzvah.
It shouldn't be a whole thing, going out of your house.
Ein echalami, if there was a mitzvah to live in your house, every time you'd make a new bracha, you go home. But there's no mitzvah to live in your house, you could sleep in Bismanish.
New mitzvah.
Every time you get a new mitzvah, every time you do a new kiyam of yeshiva sukkah. Okay, so we have a three-way machloikis. Omer of Yosef nekoit deraba b'mchonim biyodach. Kula amuroi kaimi kavosei b'sukkah. Go and follow the view of Rabbi Bechana, that was the middle view, that said in the name of Yochanan Sukkah Shiva Velulav Yem Echad. Notice that Rav Yosef says, accept what Rabbi Bar Bechana said, because all the Amiroim hold like him besukkah. Now all the Amiroim, explains Rashi, means all the Amiroim that are speaking in the name of Reb Yoichanan, which is both Rabbi Bar Bechana and Reb Yoichanan, and Ravin Am Reb Yoichanan. Both of them agree legabe sukkah it's shiva. The gabi lulav is the machlokes, where Rabbi Bar Bechana said lulav is yom echad. Ravin said, even according to Rav Yochanan, even by lulav, it's 7 days. So Rav Yosef says, accept what Rabbi Bar Bechana told you, legabi hilchos sukkah, that you make a bracha all 7 days. The kula amiroi kamei kavesei be sukkah. When it comes to sukkah, everybody agrees with him. Meaning, both the talmidim of Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Bechana, and Ravin. Because note that Yehuda Mishmuel said that sukkah is yom echad. So he's saying we make a bracha on the sukkah every single day because all the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan agree. As far as lulav is concerned, we are not paskening yet. Mi'atshem, we're going to see a psak shortly. So continuing the Gemara, Frank the Gemara Meitzve. The Gemara's kasha is how can you go and say sukkah shiva v'lulav yem echad? L'choyre, we're going to see just the opposite in the following brayse. Dr. Bryce, Oysa Lulav the Atzmai, a person who makes a Lulav for himself, Oymer, at the time of the Asiya Salulav. When we're talking about Asiya, we're talking about the Agad. You're putting together all the three Minim in the Koshikloch and with the Tabois, with the Ringloch, and you are putting together your Lulav. And this could be even on, and this would be on Erev Yontif, because on Yontif you're not allowed to do the Agad. Because the Agad requires a Kesher. You're now going to make a Kesher on Yontif. So you prepared your Lulav in advance on Erev Yontif for yourself. You make a bracha, Baruch Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu Lazman Hazeh. Netolai, when you took the Lulav on the first day in the morning, Lot says, boy, Oyim Baruch HaShekishon Metzoyz V'tzivonu Al Netilas Lulav. The Afal Pisha Beirach Olav Yoyim Rishon. Even though you made a bracha the first day, you keep on making a bracha every day of the 7 days straight. 7 days you make the bracha on the lulav. Now, we see already one kasha. The kasha that we're asking is on Rabbi Bar Bechana Am Rabbi Yochanan, who said sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad. Here it says very clearly that lulav you make a bracha all 7 days. We're going to get back to the lulav of the Atzmai in a moment. Let's just finish the kasha. Oh, he says sukkah la'atzmai. What happens if a person is building the sukkah for himself? Oy me baruch shechianu v'kimanu v'kiyanu v'zana zeh on Erev Yontif. Nichnas leishibah, when he decides to go and sit in the sukkah the first night of Yontif. Oy mer asher k'shem zlo zivanu leishibah sukkah. He makes a bracha leishibah sukkah. V'kimin sheberach yom lishoin shuv einem mevarech. As soon as he makes that first bracha, that's it for the entire Yontif. One bracha, no more. And that's like the svara we had of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, because sukkah yom echad, there is no hefsik in this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that goes straight for 198 hours, 7 times 24. You make your first bracha and you're done. But that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Bechonam, Rabbi Yochanan said, sukkah shiva v'lulav yom echad. Here the braisa says just pung fakert. The sukkah is echad and the lulav is shiva. And that's the kasha of the Gemara. Now before we get to the teretz, let's just focus on a moment. Oysa lulav v'atzma, you make a shechiyanu. Who makes a shechiyanu at the time that you do the agad? Who makes a shechiyanu at the time that you go and build the sukkah? So in fact, we'll see Mi'etshem down below. The Gemara is going to say, if you want to already see now, it's Rav Ashi. It's halfway down the wide lines, all the way down below. It's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines into the wide lines. Omer Rav Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, Tekam Lahu, Lekulu Akasa de Kiddusha. He said all the brachas together, meaning the Leisha Basukka and the Shechianu, all on the Kas. He didn't split it up of having the Shechianu before Yontif, and then the Shechianu at the time, and the Leisha Basukka on Yontif, but he put them all together on the Koishel Kiddush, which of course is our Minog. So therefore we don't obviously you don't follow what it says here about when you make the lulav, you make a shachyanu, or when you build the sukkah, you make a shachyanu. But the question is, why does the Gemara say oisa lulav liatzmoy? Why does it say oisa lulav? If you put together lulav, you make a shachyanu. And the answer is, based on the top Tosfos and other Mefarshim, that the pshat is that when you are making a lulav for someone else as a toiva, or you're, he paid you to go and do the agad, that's going to be the end of your relationship with this mitzvah. You're going to do the agad, you hand it over to Yankel, Yankel, here's your lulav, it's all yours, zagibench, zagizunt, and that's the last you see of Yankel, possibly, because that's the end of your relationship to this mitzvah. Making an agad is only a secondary mitzvah, especially because we paskin like the Rabbanan, that you don't have to have agad. Agad is not ma'akev. That we do an agad on our lulavim, that's because of zeh kelim anveyu, that's l'chadchila. So that itself would not, therefore it's not a real full-fledged mitzvah, it's only a hachonel mitzvah. It's a secondary mitzvah. Same thing as the gabe, the building of the sukkah. Of course, you cannot sit in the sukkah unless somebody built it. But that's a hachana. If you're doing it for yourself, since ultimately this binyan or this agad is going to culminate in a mitzvah that you're going to do, so your mitzvah is already starting now from the time of the hachana, and it's going to end when you actually take the lulav in hand the next morning, or you're going to sit in the sukkah at night. So therefore, you're starting now, you make your shachyanu, and then you make your netilas lulav or leisha basukkah subsequently. But if you're doing it for somebody else, so this is never going to culminate in the primary mitzvah for you of taking the lulav or sitting in the sukkah, then you don't make a shachyanu at that time. You'll make a shachyanu when you sit in the sukkah eventually, or when you take the lulav on the next morning. Anyway, but let's get back to what we're talking about. We have a shtar kakasha on a Rabba Bar Bachana on Rabbi Yochanan, who said sukkah shiva lulav yom echad, and here the Braita says pumfakert, that it's lulav shiva and sukkah yom echad. Kasha lulav alulav kasha sukkah sukkah. Talk to you. Bishlam lulav alulav kasha. Kam zman shebeisam migdash kaim. Kam zman sheein beisam migdash kaim. A very simple teretz. When the beisam migdash was standing, as we know, in the beisam migdash there was a 7-day mitzvah of lulav. Usmachtem lefnei Hashem leikeichem shivas yomim. There was a din of arba minim in the sukkah all 7 days. And that's the reason why we have that mitzvah 7 days. Zeichel mikdash. That was the takon of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Because min ha-Torah, it's only a 1 day lekach lechem by yom harishon. Ah, so bizman shebeisam migdash kaim, they made a bracha all 7 days. Kan bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim. Today, unfortunately, there is no beis hamikdash, and therefore you only make the bracha one time on the first day, and that's it. That would be a very good teretz. El sukkah sukkah kasha. There's no difference between yeshiva sukkah today and yeshiva sukkah in the times of the beis hamikdash. Why does Rabbi Bar Bachana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, say sukkah 7 days of brachas, and the Braita says only one bracha the first night? Says the Gemara, Tanoihi. In fact, this halach is a machloikis tanoim. Not that we find the machloikis tanoim by sukkah, but we find the machloikis tanoim by tefillin. Tesanya, tefillin. Kol zman shemeinichon mevorach aleihen divrei Rebbe. Now remember, nowadays most of us only put on tefillin one time, in time for shachris, and we take it off at the end of davening. However, in the times of Chazal, people typically wore tefillin the entire day. And many times during the day, they would take the tefillin off. If they had to do some business, if they had to go to the Beis HaKiseh, if they had to go and have a meal. So they were constantly taking it off, putting it on, taking it off, putting it on. So Zok Tatanei Kama, Rebbe, tefillin kolz man shemeinichon, every time you put it back on, mevorach aleihen, make a brand new bracha. So you could theoretically make 5 or 10 brachas on your tefillin every day, divrei Rebbe. But only one time in the morning, and that's it. Even if you put it on and off, on and off, on and off, only one time. Ah, so that's the identical machloika. So we have the gabe sukkah. According to Rebbe, that every time you put on your tefillin, you make a new bracha. Every time you go into the sukkah again, to Makai Meshiva sukkah, you're going to have a new meal, a new bracha. So you eat breakfast, and you eat lunch, and you eat supper, and in between you have 3 snacks where you have a meal. Then every time you have to make a new bracha. While according to Chachamim, only one time and that's it. Shai, exact same machlekes. So that's the machlekes tanan. Itmar, how do we paskin? Abai yom hilchas akir Rabbi paskin like Rabbi. That just like by tefillin, every time you put it on again, you make a brand new bracha. Every time you go into the sukkah again, you make a brand new bracha. For Rav Amir Chasukir Rabbanan, we pass like a bracha, like the Rabbanan, only one time. Oh, so this would be a rare case that we're passing like a baya and not like Rava. Everybody knows from Bava Metzia, Ya'al Kigam. None of Ya'al Kigam is talking about sukkah or tefillin. So we'll see that in fact, Rava changed his mind. Amir Rav Meri, Barad Shmuel. Even though Rava says you only make a bracha once, B'Shachris, on tefillin. Chazina Leila Rava, I saw, is a strange name, Mari Barad Shmuel. The Rashi doesn't explain here, but Rashi in other places explains that unfortunately the Banta the Shmuel, the daughters of Shmuel, unfortunately were taken to captivity, and eventually one of the Goyim that was the captors married one of them, and eventually he was Megayer, and his name was Issa Giyayra. Exactly, thank you Barry. Issa Giyayra, an appropriate name for a person that did an Isur. He lived with the Banta de Shmuel, but after he was Megayer, so he was Issur. But because of the fact that Mori, the son of Issur, had a, if you will, somewhat of a tainted Yichus, so we don't talk about the father, we only talk about the fact that he was the son of Bas Shmuel, the Nebuch was the victim of what happened. Anyway, but what did Rav Meri say? Chazina Leila Rava, I saw Rava myself, he didn't follow what he said. Because Rav had said you only make one bracha on tefillin. Ella, what did I see about Rav? Every morning, so that he should be able to minimize interruptions in the wearing of his tefillin. When he got up in the morning, he made sure to go to Beis Kisei and do an effective job. Venafik, and he left. Umashiyad, he washed his hands. Umanach tefillin, umabarach. Of course, he made a bracha on his tefillin. However, v'chi itzrich zim nachrina. Sometime later in the day, he had to go to the bathroom again. And he made a brand new bracha. Oh, so you see, Taka, from this, that even Rava changed his mind. And he holds like Rebbe that you make a bracha each time you put the tefillin on fresh and new.
You pass it like that?
That's a very good question. In Mishnah Berurah says we do paskin like that, that every time you go to the bathroom in the middle of davening and you put on your tefillin again, you should make a new bracha. I believe the Piskei Tshuvas, I looked over here, I couldn't find it. I believe the Piskei Tshuvas says that the Oilam B'derech Klal is not noheg, because at the time that you take the tefillin off, you have in mind to put it right back on after the basic
kisa. You go out for lunch, make a 2-hour break, and then you come back 2 hours later.
You're talking about tefillin, or you're talking about
tefillin?
Nobody puts on, when you're saying Aloha Lamaisa, when do you put on tefillin again after lunch?
Well, the people have, that's true, you have boys, I saw learning the whole day with tefillin.
Ah, so you know, they're not talking about basic kisa, you're talking about throughout the day, if they put it back on again after a break. I believe the Aloha is, yes, that they make multiple brachas.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I think it's because
you're
strapped for time.
You're strapped for time, yeah, you're strapped for time. Yeah, Shkoyach, it's a beautiful, beautiful pun. Shkoyach Shali, strapped for time. Okay, anyway. Let's continue on. So, the Gemara, if you decide, Revolvi, to put on tefillin multiple times during the day, please speak to your local, competent, Orthodox rabbi, who will probably say, what? You're putting on tefillin in the afternoon? What's going on? Did you forget to put it on in the morning? Anyway, so Lamaisa. Yeah.
In the afternoon, put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin.
Right. Oh, there are quite a few people that put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. People do not make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, only on Rashi's tefillin. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Oh, manach tefillin umavarch vanan nami, and we too, says the Gemara, Rabbi Avdina, we paskin like Rabbi umavarchim kol shiv. In fact, we make a bracha every single day of the 7 days. But lulav, we already said before that bisman she'ein beis hamigdash kayim, then this man yom holds only one. But lemaisa, we paskin both by lulav and by sukkah shiva, and that's why down below back on Mem Hey Amid Beis. Ki Asa Rav and Amar Rabbi Yochanan Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Shiva. You notice there's a dalet by the Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, because that's Halacha L'Maisa. As everybody knows, we make a bracha every day for Lulav and every day for Sukkah. And like Toisa said, you could even make multiple times in one day for Sukkah. Every time he put the tefillin on again, he made a brand new bracha. Every time they were mamashmish, that means every time they touched their tefillin and they moved it a little bit, they also made a bracha. But we're not noheg that way. We do not make a new bracha when we're mamashmish. Again, we're talking about brachas. Avira Mishmul says you make a bracha on the lulav all 7 days. Only the first day you make a bracha, because mikan ve'elach mitzvas zekeinim. What does he mean? Rashi says mitzvah zekeinim means that's the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because if it's the araisa, we make a bracha. If it's the rabbanon, we don't make a bracha. As they zogt, what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar kol yoyma mitzvah zekeinim, every day is mitzvah sekenim, which sounds like even the first day. But fili yom rishon, really? Even the first day bezman hazeh we put on the lulav, it's only a mitzvah sekenim, a takan of yechem and zakai. V'kaimu on the yom rishon, the arises, the chaposik in the Torah. L'kachtam lechem v'yom rishon. What are you telling me? It's the rabbanon. So Gemara, what Rabbi Yitzchak meant was Eima Bar Miyoyim Rishon. First day, Taka, you make a bracha to your Aisa. The other days are mitzvah sekenim. Frey Gemara, Yehachi Han Rabbi Shubin Levi. And that's what Rabbi Shubin Levi said. Shubin Levi said, Yoyim Rishon mitzvah lulav, make a bracha. Mikan ve'elach mitzvah sekenim, you don't make a bracha. So now you're telling me that's what Rabbi Yitzchak meant. So he's not arguing, he's saying the same thing. He says, well, you're right. Eima V'cheinam Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak agrees wholeheartedly with Rabbi Shua ben Levi that you only make a bracha the first day and not the other days. The Afrav Sovar Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav. Rav holds like those man the Yomer that we mentioned before, that you make a bracha every single day. Aye, it's only Drabanon. What's the problem? We make a bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bless you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kenim Melech Olam, Asher Kedishon Mitzoyz V'tzivonu, you were Mitzavos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you commanded us to take the lulav. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us to take the lulav? Only the first day, not the other 6 days. The other 6 days, the rabbis legislated. It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai V'siyata. Grois et tzaddikim kedoshim kedoshi elyon avad. It wasn't a Rabbi Yishalayim. So why? How do we say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu? That's what's bothering the Gemara. Says Gemara, no, it's not a problem. Rav holds that you make the bracha all 7 days, even though it's Rabbanan. The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Hamalik Ner Shul Chanukah Tzorach Levarach. No, Chanukah is the Chavada the Rabbanan. Now you're going to tell me there's no Rai yet. Maybe only in the first day. So a little patience, we're not finished yet. So Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav, we're trying to extrapolate from Rav that just like by Chanukah he holds you make a bracha on a derabanan, here too you make a bracha on a derabanan on the second, third, fourth day, etc. of Sukkis on the lulav. So Rav said, "Amalik ner shulchanik tzorich lebarach." He has to make a bracha. Reb Yirmi Amar Haroya ner shulchanik tzorich lebarach. If you're passing in the street and you see in somebody's window a beautiful Chanukah menorah, and the person's lighting, you make a bracha. What bracha do you make? On the first day, the Mavlik makes three brachas, like we do. You make a bracha of Lahavik Ner Shul Chanukah, then you make a bracha She'asa Nisim, and then you make the bracha She'achiyonim. V'haroya, somebody who's walking in the street and sees a Chanukah left, he only makes Shtayim. Which time, says Rashi, he leaves out Lahavik Ner, because he's not being Madlik Ner Shul Chanukah, but he says She'asa Nisim, and he says She'achiyon. Now you're wondering to yourself, we don't do that. We don't do that because Agmar is only talking about an individual who is not lighting at home and will not light at home for whatever reason. But if a person's going home and he's going to light at home, then of course you don't make a bracha on somebody else's lighting of the candles. So Roy Mavarach Stein. Mikan ve'elach, starting from day two and further, Hamadlik Mavarach Stein, because he leaves out Shechianu. Roy Mavarach Achas, he leaves out Shechianu as well. He only does the She'asa Nisim Lavoy Sein. Umay Mavarach, what bracha do you make? Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvoyis Mitzvanu, Lahadik Ner, either Shalchanik or Lahadik Ner Chanukah, Machloikis and Minhogim, even today. Ve'eichet tzivanu. Where is the tzivanu? Kadosh Baruch Hu never told us to light Chanukah lecht. So tomar mi loy sasur. What's the loy sasur? Shteitach in pasuk. Al pi atoira sheiruch al mishpada sheyoyim lechotas loy sasim and adover ashe yagidu lecha yominu smile. Don't detour, don't go away even an inch, even a millimeter from the Heilige Werte, from Inzer Chachamim. If the Chachamim tell you a halacha, they legislate their own din, you have to follow them exactly like they said. So when you are mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, or you're mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav on day 2, 3, 4, 5, you're being mekayim the mitzvah and ha-toyrah of Eloi Sosur, and therefore you can make a bracha, asher kinchon mitzvoyse vitzivanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavas. V'nachma Yitzchak, om mashal levicha v'yad geitcha, a parallel pasuk. It's not so much from the Shalavicha, but from the Zikenecha v'yoyim rulach. Whatever Zikenim tell you, Zikenim meaning the Ziknei Hador, you gotta follow, and that is similar to Lei Saucer, that it's Asher Kichon Mitzoyis of Tzivan. So bottom line is, our Gemara started off that even Rav holds it under Rabbanans, you make a bracha. We didn't find it at the moment by the mitzvah of Lulav, but we found it by the mitzvah of Chanukah, and the Gemara assumes the two are the same. If anything, you make Ashtikol Kal B'choymeh, because the Ner Shel Chanukah is a brand new mitzvah. There's no zecher to the mitzvah of Chanukah in the Torah. Okay, Baloyscha, Harnakoyim, yeah, okay, but we're talking about, on a practical level, that we light Ner Chanukah on Chanukah. It doesn't say anything in the Torah. Nevertheless, Rav says you make a bracha. Is the halacha is kame v'kame when you're talking about the lulav and asroig, where the first day is the min ha-toyra, and the other days are zeichel mikdash, which was min ha-toyra. The chavadi you make a bracha on every single day according to Rav. Rav Nachman Yitzchak masala behedrim. Nachman Yitzchak says you don't have to extrapolate Rav's view based on Chanukah, because Rav said it directly on lulav itself. Omer Rav. Kosheva mitzvahs lulav. All 7 days of Yom Tov, you have the mitzvah of lulav, meaning that you make a bracha every single day. Fine. So with this, we've concluded this discussion. Halacha l'maisa, as we know, 7 days you make a bracha on lulav, 7 days you make a bracha on sukkah, and sukkahs you can have multiple times each day. Tana Rabban. Now we're quoting, like we said at the top of the Amid, a person builds a sukkah for himself. When he, on the first night, he sits down, he makes a bracha. What happens if somebody else built the sukkah, or the sukkah was here already from last year, or whatever? So then, on Erev Yontiv, since he's not oisa a full-fledged sukkah le'atzmoy, however, if he can make some improvement, he shackles a little bit the schach here and there, and he adds perhaps some noya sukkah, or whatever, he adds in some way, shape, or form to the binyan ha-sukkah, then mevorach, then again he can make the shechiyonu, because he has contributed to the asiyas Hasukkah. If he has nothing to contribute because the sukkah is absolutely perfect, when he enters that night to go and make a bracha, to eat in the sukkah, then he'll make then the two brachas, leisheba sukkah, together with the shechiyonu, he'll make that at one time. And as we quoted before, Amravashi, Chazina le Rav Kahana de Kamalahu le Kulu akasa de Kiddusha, that first he made Kiddush on Leil Yontif, and after Kiddush was over, Mekadish Yisrael Bazmanim, then he made the bracha on the Leisha Basukah and the Shechiyonu, like we do it nowadays as well. Right, so that's our minik, all three brachas together on the first night. Turn about it. How you lefana mitzvahs harbi? What happens if a person had lots of mitzvahs? Now, what does it mean he had in front of him lots of mitzvahs? So you have a very interesting Rashi. Rashi, six lines from the bottom of the Amid. Mitzvahs arbe. Lita lulav, leishe basukah, luhaniach tfilin, lisatev batzitzis. And of course, the obvious pshat in this Rashi is that a person is faced with four mitzvahs at the same time. It's l'moshel in the morning of Chol HaMoed. He's going to daven shachris in his sukkah, presumably together with a minyan. And so at the same time, he's going to go and sit in the sukkah, and he's going to take his lulav and esrig, and he's going to put on his tefillin, and he's putting on his tzitzis, instead of making multiple brachas, each one separately, just make one colossal, merge all of them together. I thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I bless you, forgive me all of these wonderful mitzvahs, al hamitzvahs. So before we continue
we
on...
We see Rashi Frank Filon on Chol HaMoed.
Oh, see, Yeshikoyach Barry, thank you. That's the very point that I was getting to, and that is that, notice that this Rashi says, you're making a bracha l'aniach tefillin. Obviously, we're not talking on Yontem, we're talking on Chol HaMoed. Ah, so apparently Rashi had the minhag not only of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which of course many people have that minhag, but he made a bracha on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's already a grois chiddush. Very few people, if any, make a bracha on the tefillin. But at least that's the pashut pshat, and that's how most of the mafarshim learn pshat in the Rashi, like Barry just said. However, the Oruch Laner says that perhaps Rashi you should break up into two segments. Mitzvah Harbe. Example number one is Lita Lulav Leisha Besuka, period or semicolon. Number two, Laniach Tefillin L'Sata Batzitzis. Ah, so we're not talking about all four together at one time on Yontif, but rather these are two separate cases. You have two mitzvahs together to take the lulav and to sit in the sukkah at the same time. Which bracha should you make first, last, vuz, vet? Make just one bracha on the mitzvahs and finished. Same thing in the morning. You're putting on your tefillin, you're putting on your talis. Should you make the talis first, put the tefillin first? It's one mitzvah, let's make one bracha al ha mitzvahs. The way that Oruch Laner is learning pshat in this Rashi, then of course, you don't have a raya anymore, legabe wearing tefillin, or making a bracha on tefillin during Chol HaMoed.
I think the Gaon says that Rashi is always talking about, I leave it to Man Yomer, it says Shabbos is Man Tefillin. There's a machlekes, so therefore... Uh-huh. Different. There's no shayla in the Gabi, as we say, you don't write on Shabbos, right? We have a noise.
Uh-huh.
But there's a whole machlekes in that.
So for the benefit of those on the Zoom, Entretai Rechava Ben Tzion Rose is advising us that Rashi, according to the Vilna Goyim, always explains the Gemara is based on the Man D'Yoma that holds that Shabbos is Man Tefillin. So therefore, Tefillin is not a mitzvah seisha as Man Groma, but it's an ongoing mitzvah at all times. So therefore, even Yontav, even Chol HaMoed, you'd have the mitzvah of Tefillin. But we, of course, don't paskin like that Man D'Yoma, because it's Shabbos, and at night we don't wear Tefillin. Right?
No, well, not because it's man grammar, because of ois.
Ois. You're right. Good. It sounds ois, nishal, man grammar. Fine. I stand corrected. Fine. But bottom line is, so therefore it goes according to that man, the Omar, that holds you always wear tefillin, then you have no right. Fine. But of course, we don't paskin like that. And the Gemara continues on, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimen, Bavarach, Kalach, Lathiachman, from the Atzmi, always make a separate bracha. That's why in the morning, we all make a separate bracha, Lesata Betzitzit, we all make a separate bracha, Lodniach Tvillin. We don't just make one colossal bracha, Al HaMitzvahs. Om Reb Zeir, Visei, Reb Chinin, Bar Papa, Hilchas, Rav Yehuda, we paskin like Rab Yehuda, that Al Kol Achas, Viachas. Vyom Reb Zeir, Visei, Reb Chinin, Bar Papa, my time, Rab Yehuda, what's Taka Desvor, Rab Yehuda, why don't you just make one bracha, Al HaMitzvahs? It says in the pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Now, what does this mean? Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. We only bless Hashem, we only thank Hashem during the day and not at night. We thank Hashem 24 hours a day, whenever it is. It comes to tell you that every day is a separate day. Give a special bracha for that particular day. What do you mean, a special bracha for that particular day? Look at the last Rashi. Kol yom v'yom ein berchoysev. Shol Shabbos mi'ein shol Shabbos. Shol chol mi'ein shol chol. Shol yontif mi'ein shol yontif. Hamura. In other words, for instance, when we are davening Shemon Esrei, every day we daven your normal Shemon Esrei of the 18, 19 brachas. On Shabbos, you don't say all the brachas, but you just say Baruchat Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos in the middle, right? You only have seven brachas altogether. And Yontif, you don't say Mekadosh Shabbos, and you don't have the 19 brachas, you only have seven brachas, you say Mekadosh Shabbos. So every day has its own special bracha that we thank in Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that being the case, Zokti Mara, just like by the brachas by Shemoneh Esrei, or for that matter, Kiddush. Can't say Kiddush b'chol yom b'yom. We don't make Kiddush during the week. But, of course, there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So each time the bracha is fashioned based on the circumstances of the day, of the week, or the calendar. Same thing as Hachanami, b'chol David David, ten lo me'ein b'r'choisev. Every time you do a new mitzvah, go and specify that particular bracha instead of making this generic al kol hamitzvahs. Fine.
How come we paskin like Rabbi Huda?
As opposed to? That's, of course, a general. That doesn't mean we never paskin like a yochid. Apparently the Gemara...
How do you know it's a rabbin? How do you know it's a rabbin? Maybe Rabbi Huda's cholik with Rabbi Tana.
In other words, you're saying maybe the Tanakam is also only a Das Yochid, and everybody...
Yeah, you can be Rav Meir, Shimon, or Rav Dosi, or Rav Dosi and Rav Shimon, Rav Meir.
Okay, good.
You're also possible like Rav Yehuda.
Right. Also, there's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa, so it's not as authoritative as a Mishnah. Good. Anyway, Halacha L'maaseh be possible like Rav Yehuda, not like the Tanakam of this Braisa. Now, since we brought Rav Zeira of Isema, Rav Hanina Bar Papa, who said halachas Rabbi Yehuda, and then Reb Zeir v'Yisema Reb Chanina Bar Papa said, what's the tam of Rabbi Yehuda? Then we bring another memra which is unrelated. V'yom Reb Zeir v'Yisema Reb Chanina Bar Papa ba'uriyei shaloi k'minis Kadosh Baruch Hu midas bas v'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than a bas v'dam. Midas bas v'dam kli reikon machzik molei enoi machzik. If you want to put something into a kli, you want to pour water into a kli, you want to put a salad into a kli. If it's an empty kli, there's room to put more stuff in. But if it's already full, you are packing your bags to travel for somewhere, and your suitcase is bursting at the seams, you want to put in more stuff, there's no room left. So if it's a kli reikon, if it's empty, machzik, you can put more stuff in. Mole, once it's full, ain't a machzik, you can put anything more in. Al-Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu, mole, machzik, reikon, ain't a machzik, is just the opposite. A person who's mole Torah, machzik, he can go and take more Torah and more Torah. A person who's reikon, a person who's amaretz, who has not learned Torah, unfortunately, he's not going to learn future Torah as well. Like said in the possible, Hoyim Shemoya Tishma. What does that mean? Im Shemoya, if you listened until now, you, where Rashi says, Him Hurgalta Lishmoya. In other words, you had a hergal, every day you go to a shir, every day you listen to a vort, every day you look into a sefer, so you have the hergal of learning, then Os Tishma, then you'll continue to learn, you'll be Moisif in your learning. Vim Lav, but if Torah was never important to you, that you never, even Rashi says, Shlehitisa Oizim Bialduscha, when you were a young kid, you were never interested. You only wanted to go and play sports. You were never interested. I don't want to listen to Eg Shengenuk. If you didn't listen then, unfortunately, in all likelihood, Lo Tishma, you're not going to listen in the future. So therefore, if you're a Kli Mole from your youth, Machzik, and if it was a Kli Reikon, ain't a Machzik. Tavrach Nochapshat, Im Shemoya B'yoshen Tishma B'chodosh. Now on the surface, it sounds like we're saying the same thing. But Rashi says, no. What Shemoya B'yoshin means that you learned it the first time, and you chazered again, so that you should remember what you learned. So if Shemata B'yoshin, look at the Rashi, fourth line, Devarach imata Shemaya B'yoshin, mechazer al Talmudcha sheshemata, you chazer, second of the narrow lines, Tishma B'chodesh, tischakim boi lohovin dvorim chadoshim itoich dvorim yishonim. Each time you chazer the Gemara, and you say, hey, you know, I didn't even realize that. I didn't think about that Nakuda. Now that I'm looking at the Rashi and the Tosis again, that opens up my mind a brand new Pshat. I didn't realize it. So that's what the Pshat is in Shemoya Tishma, in Shemoya B'yoshin. If you chazer what you learned previously, Tishma B'chadosh, you'll always find not new Chadushim when you learn it the second time, the third time, the tenth time, etc. However, if you're poina lev, Rashi says, if you're miyayish and what you already learned and said, oh, I can't learn it, come on. Oh, yeah, that gemar, that's a guy, I don't have the time, I don't have the patience, I don't have the yeah, that. Then you'll never be mechadish anything in that sugya, because you would, it wasn't important enough for you to chazer it and to try to remember it.
It's very difficult to understand a clean mole and clean reka in the intangibles. I mean, what's a, is that by Yedin Zachar? My Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah Vayitzachayis Zachar takes a place. It's a mokum. I really don't understand the
On the simple level, if you're full of Torah, you can go and keep on taking in more and more and more. A person's Am Oretz, you can throw Torah at him the whole time. He doesn't accept it. He's not interested. He won't acclimate to it. Okay, right. Miaratinoikis. We had at the end of the Mishnah, if you recall, that there was a very, very strange minhag that on the last day of Yontav, after they were finished, Shokting Lulav and Esrig, the way Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah back on Mem Hei Omed Aleph, you remember we learned this yesterday. What does it say in the Mishnah? Everybody was finished with Lulav and Esrig, the last line of Mem Hei Omed Aleph in the Mishnah, last line of the Mishnah, that the adults would go and grab the Arba Minim from the Tanoikis from the young kids. Shondis Lulavayim, they would grab the Lulav and leave it there. Voichon Esrig again, and they would take the Esrig and they would bite into it. And you remember that Rashi said, this is Nishka Gezel, this is Nishka Problem, because that was the Minig Machma Simcha. In other words, everybody knew this was a Minig for many generations, that the last day of Yontif, they're going to go and grab the Esrogim from the youngsters, and they were going to go and eat them. Okay, we're going to learn much more about this shortly. L'choyre, what we just said now, is totally in a machloike between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Because Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Esrog b'shvi'i osur, b'shmini mutar. When, at what point are you allowed to have hano'ah from the arba minim? Meaning that during the period of Yontif, they're all huktza l'mitzvasa. It is a din of muktza. The muktza is that you're not allowed to have hano'ah from it. But once you're finished with it, look, are you allowed to have hano'ah? Ein l'chadovish nasis mitzvasai u'me'alen boy. We have that concept by kochim, we have that concept by mitzvahs. Once you're done, you're done. The Gemara said there are only a couple of exceptions, like Truma Sadesh and Big Day Kahuna, but typically, once the mitzvah is over, the Isser, the Muktzah goes away. So, Zokter Chrab Yoichanan, Esrog b'shvi'i osur. It's still osur on the seventh day, the entire day. Even though you finish Shachris, you finish the Tilis Lulav Esrog in the morning, osur the entire day. B'shmini, once it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's already mutter, because Shmini Atzeres, you don't use your Lulav Esrog. Sukkah, Philip Shmini Asura. Sukkah is also even on the eighth day. We don't sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day. Certainly not in Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about Chutzlitz later. But certainly in Eretz Yisrael, you don't sit. So why even Bishmini? We'll see Mechim in the Gemara in a moment. Reish Lakish Omer Esrog afilu b'shvi'inami mutter. Reish Lakish says that as soon as you finish your lulav and esrog in the morning, it's Hoshana Rabbah, Musaf is over, you say shkoyach to the Baal Tefillah, everybody goes home. From that point on, you're already allowed to go and eat from the esrog. You're allowed to smell the esrog, eat from the esrog, no problem. It's already mutter b'shvi. So we'll focus on Sukkah later. Now we're focusing on Esrig. And the question is, what's the reason for the Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says the Esrig is Osir the entire Shvi. And Reish Lakish says it's Osir as long as you're using the Lulav and Esrig. You're finished, it's Mutter. The Maikim of Ligi. Mar some of the Mitzvah, it's Katsoi. It was only Muktzah for the Mitzvah. That's Reish Lakish. I finished the Mitzvah, I'm done. My wife already shuckled, my kids already shuckled, I shuckled. I don't need the Lulav and Esrig anymore. The mitzvah goes away, the muktzah goes away. So the kuliyim is katzoi. No, it's a din in the tug. It's not a din in the lulav and esrog itself, because after all, somebody else could use it later in the day. So the entire seventh day of Sukkis, the mitzvah of lulav and esrog still is on the screen. It's still on the table for whoever hasn't done lulav and esrog yet. And so therefore it's muksa for the entire day, and that's what Rabbi Yechon holds.
Smelling the esrog is a problem the whole yom?
That's a very good question. We had in the Gemara before that you're not allowed to smell the hadassim, but you are allowed to smell the esrog. Right. As we state in the Gemara. However, in Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim that one should not smell the esrog throughout the 8 days, or 7 days I should say, because of the Shaila, when do you make the bracha, what bracha do you make, and do you make the bracha smelling it before or afterwards? It's a bracha issue. Because of that, the Mishnah Berurah advises not to make a bracha at all. But we have the Gemara that in fact you are allowed to smell the esrog throughout the 7 days. In Mishnah Berurah. Getting back to the Gemara. So we had a machlok of Shlokish and Rabbi Yochanan. Let's go to our Mishnah. It says that on the seventh day, on Hoshana Rabbah, the Baal Tefillah is over, Hoshana Rabbah is over, we're going home. That the elders, the adults, would go and chop from the hands of the Tinoikis, their lulavim, they would eat the Esrogim. Isn't the same thing applying to the Gdolim? In other words, it's not a psadin in an esrig of tan. That even the Gdolim, you're allowed to eat the esroigim. Manishtana, an esrig is an esrig and an esrig. Okay, so l'choyri, you can go and eat all esroigim on the seventh day. Is a riot to me, Rish Lakish, Akasha, and Rabbi Yochanan. Eftimor, loy, tinoikis, dafke. No, this is din dafke in tinoikis. Why dafke in tinoikis? We'll see in another couple of lines. Ikadi Amri, others had a faket. Eisir of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Miad Tinoikis Shem Tislevang Yochanan Esrogeim. Tinoikis Im Gedoilim Loi. Only the Tinoikis and not the Gedoilim. Then why would there be a svara that there's a difference between Tinoikis and Gedoilim? Says Rashi. The reason is because Tinoikis Dafka. The Rashi is about 2/3 or three quarters down the Amud. Tinoikis Dafka. Shloi Hukza LeMitzvah Gemura. The set of Arba Minim that was used by the Tanoikis is what we call today a Chinuch set. Not that it wasn't a kosher set. Presumably it was a kosher set. But it wasn't a Psmahadrim and a Hadrim and a Hadrim. It was the cheapest Esrig on the market, the cheapest Lulav and Adas and Merovah. After all, it's for Tanoikis. It's for kids. And therefore, it was never intended to be a mitzvah gemura with a capital M. A mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not so. Ava shel gedoilim shehukla mitzvah gemura asurim kalayan. A very interesting svar. I mean, after all, the kosher said kosher.
But it's not a mitzvah because the cotton is not yet. It's not a mitzvah gemurah because his shuklin is not a mitzvah gemurah.
Let's say you're right, but that's still a din legavro. Here we're talking about the cheftz of the arba minim. L'choy is no difference between these arba minim and those arba minim. Right? Okay. Anyway, as he zok the gemara, that therefore they're not on that. That was the hava minim. That zok the gemara. Eis v'rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. Miyada tenoikis shoyt l'levei. Yochanan sarget tenoikis in gedolim loy only by the Tinoikis Arba Minim. So you see, like me, says Rabbi Yochanan, because the Gdolim you're not allowed to bite into today. You gotta wait until the next day. So what enough for the Gdolim? Vaditani Tinoikis, Orchid Miltzkatani, just telling us the normal Orchid Miltzah. Orchid Miltzah means the normal Derech, the Minog that they had in those days, that they would go and schlep out the Arba Minim from the Tanim and take their Esroigim and they would bite into it. But Einachanami, you could bite any Esrig because there's no problem. According to Reish Lakish. Okay, before you continue on, that's the way we just learned. That was the way that Rashi learned in the Mishnah, that it was the adults that took away the Esroigim from the children. But now there's a fascinating Rashi over here that brings a second pshat, and that was a pshat that Tosis brought yesterday. Let's just take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi's almost halfway down the Amud. Me'adat inoy kishoymtim, bashvi, koi, b'masis, like it says in the Mishnah. The Yesh Mafarshim, Miyad HaTinoikis. Not that the adults took from the hands of the Tinoikis Arba Minim, but Rad Miyad, immediately after davening was over, HaTinoikis Koloimar, Miyad Acher Siyam Mitzvah Lulav, after they finished with the Lulav and Esrig, they didn't even wait for Musaf. As soon as the Lulav and Esrig was done, HaTinoikis Shointen Es Lulaveyam, meaning their own lulavim, kaloyim menichan oisam, they would take from the Arba Minim the lulav with hadas and rovis and shoyim to them put on the table. We're done. Kimoy shoyim to menicha bekeren zavius, like you have the expression if you have a spit which became all oily or it was full of schmaltz from the roasting. Now, after you've taken off the meat from the spit on Yontif, now it becomes mukta. So Shemtim Nichol Kenzavis, you kind of push it to the side and you put it in a corner here too. They push the luv and the other two minim to the side, they put it away. And now the ketanim eat from their own esrayim. What's the benefit of this pshat? That you don't have to say that they stole it from the kids and say, well, it's not really gazel because it's a minig, da da da. But rather, they ate their own esrayim. Says Rashi, it looks like a beautiful pshat, but I don't like that pshat. And then Rashi tells us, agansa maisa, a beautiful, beautiful story, mitanes. Jamrim Abashis Rabbah, because it's a story in the Medrash. Medrash Rabbah. He was a great Seher L'chayid. Shenosin Dinner Li'oni. He was a poor person. Nebuch, he had so little to his name. Nevertheless, another poor person came by and he gave him a dinner, which is a nice nesina, a nice madbeah. And then when his wife found out about it, she screamed at him. And she said, Yankel, we don't even have enough money for ourselves. How can you go and give money to others? I don't understand you. And she went, ah, he had to run away from home. Nebuch Nisholem Bayis wasn't so gishmak, and he had to run. He didn't have anything. He left whatever he had. He ran out. He fulfilled our mitzvah, the mitzvah of our Mishnah, or the minhag of our Mishnah, that he took the esroigim away from the children. Like it says in the Mishnah. Now this chassid collected the esroigim from Yad HaTanoikis. It doesn't say how many. 3, 5, 10, whatever. And he put them in his knapsack. And he was over Besvina, and now he's going on a boat somewhere. Derech Krachach, and he was passing by a big city. And when he stopped at the port, they made an announcement, does anybody have esroigim de mitzvah? The esroigim know that the Jews use now for the last 7 days, those have a special segula for refuah. Does anybody have those esroigim available? And what do you think he said? Yeah, rather I have 5 or 10 in my knapsack. And he sold them for hundreds or thousands of dollars. And he came home and he said, Ginendo, look what a Kaddish Baruch Hu sent us. Because of that mitzvah that I gave, a dinner la'ani, Kaddish Baruch Hu sent us this bounty. Can you imagine? And the melech needs to strike him the mitzvah for a fool. They made an announcement. It sounds like a mas metel yo, a novi. Anyway, Alma, what do we see from this medrash?
You have a similar, yes. Similar story in Brachos with the chassid who had a fight with his wife because he gets stuck up. And he went and he slept by the base of Koros under the roof of speaking. Mm-hmm. You said, I mentioned in Baba Kama, this chassid says, you're prohibited by lawyer of Yudhavid Baba.
Right.
I don't know if it's true also for Gracious Rabba, but it's an echo of the same story.
Yeah, beautiful. For reminding us of that story in Brachas, very nice story. So you see, when a person goes the extra mile to do a mitzvah, especially a mitzvah tzedakah, then after that, a Kodesh Baruch Hu showers him with his chesed, with a bounty. But what do I see from that story, says Rashi? Let's not focus on the nes, on how tremendous in tzedakah. Bottom line is, because we see that the minhag was that the adults did take away the esroigim for the tanoikis, so you don't have to learn the pshat like we started off the yesh mafarshim, but rather learn the pshat like we learned back yesterday in the Rashi. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, we're up to Omelei Rav Papa Labai, almost halfway down. The Omelei Rav Papa Labai, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna Sukkah, Umaishna Esroig. Well, what's the Gemara's kasha? Until now, we focused solely on whether an Esroig is muktzah the entire day or only until you finished the mitzvah. But let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan. At the very outset, Rabbi Yochanan, as you see, 6 lines on the top of the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan, Esrig b'shvi, also b'shmini mutter. It's really mutter on day 8. Sukkah afel b'shmini asura. Sukkah is even on the 8th day. L'choira, lulav and esrig, and sukkah are exactly the same thing. We're not talking now about chutz la'aretz and Yom Tov Sheni Shel Gulias. We're not getting involved in that. We're just talking about the din d'oraisa. The din d'oraisa, or the din d'oraisa in Eretz Yisrael. I shouldn't say Diraisa, because then Barry or someone else is going to say, Diraisa is only one day, it's not 7 days. Maskin. But now, Bizman Azeh, in Eretz Yisrael, where they only have 7 days of Sukkot, they don't have 8 days of Sukkot, and therefore they have the 8th day Shemini Atzeres, of course, but only 7 days of Sukkot. So the Esrig is also according to Rabbi Yochanan, the entire 7th day, but already Shemini Atzeres, you can eat it. No problem. Sukkah, Philip Shmini Asur, even on the 8th day is Asur. Why would it be Asur on the 8th day? What's going on?
Shmini Atzeres, what are you doing with the Sukkah?
What happens if you want to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Are you allowed to?
You're having enough from the Sukkah.
You're having enough. We're talking about having enough. The Asur is talking about having enough. 100%.
Rashi says something La Sukkah. Sukkah, Philip Shmini Asur, La Sukkah.
Besides La Sukkah, read the Rashi.
Next to Ragoy Sabach.
That's enough.
So he's talking about sukkah to go and use the wood of the sukkah. In case it's a very cold day, can you go and take the wood of the panels and go and... On Shmini Atzeres, can you use that, putting it into the fire to go and cook Chayantif. Chayantif, you're allowed to go and cook. So make a fire to go and cook. Are you allowed to do that? Yes, on the 8th, I'm sorry. The sukkah, the esrog, you could use for firewood, but you wouldn't be able to use the defanus of the sukkah. It's also on the 8th day. Shkoyach, Rebeshi. Fine. In Eretz Yisrael, we frequently had this shayla. I remember when we used to stay at the Malon Merkaz. I used to stay with Rebeshi Aram years ago, and today it's called the Prima Palace. And then, as you know, there are a lot of chutznikim, and you had edzroldika, and there wasn't enough room for everybody to eat in one place, and these had this minig and that minig. Do you sit in the sukkah? Don't sit in the sukkah. Anyway, so on Simchas Torah, they put a kiddush in the sukkah, and Simchas Torah, the sukkah, you have kiddush. It's just that they didn't want to put the kiddush in the dining room because they wanted to set up later for their meals, blah, blah, blah. So they were always makbid to remove some of the schach from on top of the sukkah. So yes, you were sitting, quote unquote, in the sukkah, but it was no longer a kosher sukkah because they took the schach off on top. So here too, you now have hanov from the sukkah on the etz. So what difference does it make? What hanov? It's a shalif and baltoisif. If you continue to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, when you're not supposed to, baltoisif, we're going to talk about that in much greater detail in Yetshem tomorrow in the Gemara. What do you do today in Chutzlaritz? Okay, we're going to see about that tomorrow.
But the Talmud Chacham there was very upset if anybody sat, any of the Americans sat in the sukkah on Shmuel. Remember that?
Yes.
There's no such thing. There's just no such thing.
No such thing. You know, it's in a sukkah. Only the popular bay. Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ishna, sukkah, Ma'ishna, Esrig. What's the difference between Esrig and sukkah? Again, Esrig is osir only b'shvi. Sukkah is osir even b'shmini. Ma'nishtana. Amalei, he told him very simple. Sukkah, the chazi, the bain hashmoshes. The Yisrami, le sudasa, boy, le meisa, v'gavo. Umeichel, v'gavo, is katzoy, le bain hashmoshes. Umeichel, katzoy, le bain hashmoshes. Is katzoy, le kuli yarmah. What happens, the kuli yarmah, the shmini? What happens if towards the end of the seventh day, a person is famished, he's hungry, he's thirsty, and was essen? It's still the seventh day of Sukkah, so you got to go and eat in the Sukkah. So he's eating in the Sukkah, even though it's already been a Shmosh's time, when it's already Safik Yoim, Safik Lach, but he's not allowed to eat outside the Sukkah. Maybe he shouldn't be eating in the Sukkah, or maybe he shouldn't be eating right before Yom Tov. But the person is starving, and he needs to eat, and he has to eat in the Sukkah. He can't eat outside the Sukkah on the seventh day. So it's Ben Shmosh's time. Now, Ben Shmosh's, since it's Katzoi meaning to hook to the mitzvosoi, Esrig is not roi anymore. Why is it not roi? Says Rashi, because this person we're talking about already took his lulav and esrig in the morning. He was ready yoitz in the mitzvah. He's never going to have another option, alternative opportunity to go and bench lulav and esrig tonight. Other people, theoretically, if they didn't have a lulav and esrig, they could come. But we're talking about that there's nobody else around. He already completed his mitzvah, his wife, his children, his friends, his neighbors. Nobody else needs the lulav and esrig. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan says it's osur the entire day. But it's only osur on shvi, it's not osur on shmini, because there's no possibility of having that mitzvah at night since he was already yoitzah. Esrig lechaz le b'nei shmashes, litzkatzoy le b'nei shmashes, litzkatzoy le kol yoyma de shmini. So very simple teretz, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Levi said, even on the eighth day, it's asur. Presumably because, even though he won't use it, but other people can use it. Rashi says, if you want to look at the Rashi, Esrig afilu b'shmini asura, Rashi about three quarters down the Omud, migu de asura ben hashmoshes d'shmini, mishum de ben hashmoshes safik yoyim hu, u b'shvi is katzoy l'kuli yoyim. Remember, couldn't Rabbi Yochanan, immediately is katzoy l'kuli yoyim, the not forget it, it's katzoy. The whole day of the seventh day of Hishana Rabbah, it's also the whole day. And that whole day goes until the end of the day. When does the day end? I don't know. Because I don't know exactly when the new day begins. Ben Shmashes is all murky. It's all cloudy. I don't know. Therefore, it's muktzah for the first part of Ben Shmashes because it's a suffix. Give the Ben Shmashes surah. Even though I can't use it anymore. But once it's also Ben Shmashes, through the kuliyayim. Fine, so that's the svar of Levi. Vashmul ishmul amar back to the gmar. Vashmul amar. Esrik vashvi osir bishmini mutter. Taka esrik on shvi is osir. But shmini is mutter. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, only seventh day, not eighth day. Says he more, come avudishmul, bishitzidu levi. Eventually, avudishmul changed his mind, and he jumped ship, And he agrees with Levi that Esrig is also even on Shmini Atzeres, because Migat is Kesar L'Kuliyayim, it's Kesar the Ben Ishmash, it's Kesar L'Kuliyayim. However, come Reb Zeira, B'shitzad Avod Ishmol. Reb Zeira, however, he developed his own Shita, and he says, I prefer, like Avod Ishmol, and like the original Rabbi Yochanan at the top of the Amid, that an Esrig B'Shvi Yasser B'Shmini is Mutter. Tiyom Reb Zeira, Esrig Shenifsala, also the oichla kol shiva, but only kol shiva, not shmini, only the 7 days. Why does Reb Zeira say esrik shenifsala? Says Rashi, is telling us a chiddush, that even though the esrik became possible and mashal on day number one, or day number two, or three, it remains mukta for the entire 7 days. Because since when he originally bought it and took it the first day, he intended using that for the entire 7 days of Yontif. So then his intentions made it mukta, huktzalim, mitzvasa, the entire 7 days. So even though on day three it fell down and there was a big gash, it became chaser, whatever. Nevertheless, according to Reb Zeira, it remains osir because of that huktzalim, mitzvasa, the entire 7 days. But only 7 days, not the eighth day. Om Reb Zeira. As we know, people that don't buy chinuch sets for their children, rather go and give their children the Arba Minim and tell them, okay, shokalulav anechni, make a bracha. Says Reb Zeira, on the first day, you can do that, but only after you've already been yoitzi yourself. You yourself, shokalulav anechni, you made your bracha, and all gedoilim that want to use this lulav and esrik today have already shakal lulav and esrik. Now you can give it to your cotton. Why? Because once you're makne to your cotton, he can go and be kone midrabanon, but he does not have enough das to be makne. And even though now that you're finished, after the child is finished, he's going to give the lulav and esrik back to you. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to him. Now, the other days of Yom Tov, it's not a problem, because Shaul is mutter on Yom Tov. It's only the first day, because Lechem, I'm not sure in Chutz La'aretz whether we're Choshesh for Shaul on the second day, but certainly starting from Chol HaMoed, you don't need Lechem anymore, because Lechem is only Din B'Yom HaRishon, and not the other days. So therefore, says Reb Zeira, Lo Likni Inish Hashana Li'inuka B'Yom HaTova Kama. Now, we said B'Yom HaTova Kama means, don't, Yom Tov Kam means the first day of Yontif, but Rashi says it also means don't be makdim before being yotze yourself. Don't be makdim the cotton to yourself. Because if you give your child and say, Yankala, you go and shuk lulav esrig before everybody else in the family, it's going to belong to him, and you won't be able to use it yourself anymore the first day of Yontif, because you won't have lechem. Of course, if instead of giving it to as a present, you can say, Yankala, I'm not giving it to Matana, I'm not even lending it to you, but you want to use it, Gesundheit, but it's mine. Mine, that's a different story. But if you give it to him and say, yes, Biyotze, then you have Chash over here that you give him Matana and you can't Biyotze anymore. Because my time, Dinuka Miknikani, he has a din of Kinyan Midraban, Achnoyle Makni, but he doesn't have enough das to be Makna, even Midraban. When he gives it back to his Tati, the Kanafik Belulav Shein Shaloi, now he's going to be Yotze with a Lulav that doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the Tinik. The Om Reb Zeira, Loi Leim Inish L'Dinuka. Now this is nothing to do with Sukkot. This is another halach of Reb Zeira involving children. And he says, Loi Leim Inish L'Dinuka, Yim Nalach, Midi V'Loi Yoav Lei. Don't promise your child anything that you're not going to fulfill. Why not? Mishum De'osin L'Agmuri Shikra. Because you're going to be mechanach your children for sheker, for lies. Shnemar Limdu L'Shoinam, Daber Shoker. You're teaching the small children, Dabi Sheker. You're teaching the children to Chas V'Shalom and say Sheker. So whatever you promise your children, you must keep. Whether you're talking about going to Disneyland, or talking about giving them a present, a quarter, or bubble gum, whatever you tell them, keep your word, otherwise you're teaching him Shkar. Now this, we don't mean this last halacha about teaching your children. We're going back the halachas of whether it's Shvi or Shmini. Says the Gemara, we said at the top of the Yamin Machlek and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Legabi Esrig, whether it's Asur the entire seventh day, or it's only Asur during the time that you're using it, but once you're finished, Afil b'shvi, says Reish Lakish, is mutter. Says the Gemara, we have the identical machloikis in the following between Rav and Ravasi. The Itmar, Hifrish, Shiva Esroigim, the Shiva Yomim. Person was very wealthy, and he bought 7 Esroigim for 7 days of Yontif. And Allah it says that some people are makbid to buy new aravos every single day so that they be fresh and they look beautiful. Zeken vanveu. But certainly there's no and there are people that do that. But nobody buys seven asrogim for 7 days unless you're super wealthy. And he did that. So Amarav Kalachal Viachad Yoitzimov Oichal Yalta. As soon as you finished on day one, you finished with your first esrog, take it, you can eat it for breakfast. You can only wait until the next day. Same machloek as before. As soon as I finish with my first esrig, I eat it. I need an esrig for tomorrow. I got seven esrogim, so I can eat it immediately. Ravasi said, no, you got to wait for the next day. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, it's also the entire day. You have to wait for the next day. In Chutzlart, Islan Treyoymi, Hey Chavdina, what do we do? Legabe Ar Esroigim Lulav. It's Omer Abai, Shmini Safik Shvi, Osir. The eighth day is the Chasafik Shvi, because Sveikad Yoyma in Chutzlart, so everything is Sveikad Yoyma. So you say the Rishan Rab is the seventh day. Who says? Maybe Rishan Rab is only the sixth day. We don't make a special broch on Arab, so you can chuckle as much as you want, you can clap as much as you want. So, question is, maybe the next day, Shmini Atzeres, maybe it's really the seventh day. And therefore, Abaye says, Shmini, Safik Shvi is Asur, but Chi Safik Shmini is Mutar. We don't go that far to go all the way to the ninth day, only through the eighth day. Marei Maram Afili Shmini Safik Shvi is also Mutar. Even on the eighth day, it's Chnoa Safik, it's also Mutar. Surah Abdi Kimareimar, and Surah they did like Mareimar, that on day number eight, they said is Mutar. Rashisha Bered of Idi, Ovid Ke Abaya, he did like Abaya that said that Shmini Safik Shvi is also Chi'i is Mutter. Velkas Abaya, we paskin like Abaya. The starting from him of Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, we're going to go into the Sugya of what about Shmini Atzeres? Do you sit in the Sukkah? Do you make a brach on the Sukkah? And that's the Sugya that's going to start Mi'at Hashem tomorrow morning. The boys have a wonderful day. All those of you participating tomorrow, hopefully we're going to have our shiur at the conclusion of Shachris at Rabbi Fuant, which means approximately 7:40, 7:45 Mitzvah Mashiach tomorrow morning. Any questions, anyone?
Tell me. Oh, it's not something that you can